Second hour DDC here on this Friday. Darren McFarland, Derek Mason, Chase McCabe with you. Elijah Campbell as well. Hopefully we'll have Robert Woods join us here in just a bit. Newest Titans wide receiver. Got a message from Chase on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. This is from Andrew in Dover. Chase, you need to try a screwball with root beer. Surprisingly, it works.
Screwball or root beer? Oh,
I don't love root beer. Yeah. In fact, I hate root beer.
Really?
Yeah, no, I am not a fan of
not a root beer
sarsaparilla
guy.
But
not even a root beer float.
See, I will
I go
have
with
a root
the Coke
beer float.
Float
every so often.
See, I think it's because I didn't grow up on root beer. Like I grew up on Coca-Cola. That's what I drank and still do. And so I never developed the taste for it. But there were times like my dad would mess with me and at the restaurant and had the fountain machine and I, you know, when I was younger and didn't fix it myself, he'd be like, "Here, you want a Coke?" and hand it to me. It was root beer. And I'd be like,
"All right, let's welcome in newest tight wide receiver Robert Woods to the program. Robert, thanks for joining us. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Was really impressed with your press conference here when I always say when you were officially sworn in as a Titan. I don't think you had to raise your right hand, but you're officially now a member of the Titans. And to me, it said a lot about you. Obviously, we're going to get to know you, and we've had people on to talk about covering you. But to see how the Rams handled your situation, which is unfortunately the business side of things, I was really impressed. To me, it says a lot about you. Take us through the process on how you ended up here and how eventually the Rams were able to trade with the Titans, and now you're here in Nashville.
Yeah, coming off the Super Bowl, free agency frenzy, trades are happening. We're losing players, we're getting players, and we end up signing a big-time receiver, Allen Robinson. I was like hyped for him. I was like, okay, we got a new receiver addition. Don't know why we needed it, but obviously, like the more power we could get, you know, we have. And then I saw like the deal, and I'm like, okay, you know, just knowing how the league goes, I'm like, all right, you know, so, something not looking right. And got the call from McVay. You know, fortunate to spend my 5 years there. Like I said, coming off a Super Bowl title. Just blessed, and he was like, we're going to trade you. I said, what are my options? What's my destination? He said they're going to give me the power to kind of look around and do my homework and see where I want to go. Landed with Tennessee. Coach Braves was pushing for me. John Robinson was calling me. Got to kind of talk to the guys. Had a relationship with Rob Moore, receiver coach, and Todd Downing, offensive coordinator. And I just kind of knew this was the right fit, and was able to make it happen on both sides, and found my new home and trying to win a championship here and do it back-to-back.
Let's take that out of play, and I understand it has to be in play. They have to be interested in you, but, you know, that always helps. But let's just say if you were sitting down and evaluating teams, what I mean, do you think the Titans still would have been high up on your list? If you were just sitting down going, okay, good landing spots for Robert Woods, do you think the Titans still would have been very high on your list if you were doing the evaluating?
Yeah, I think so. When you look at this team, I mean, well, before that, even just as a player, you want to go to a solid team, great foundation, a great organization, and a coach who has been there and kind of solidified himself. You know he's going to be there. And then being a receiver, you want to be in a balanced offense. You want to be able to attack him on the ground, get it in the air as well, and having the quarterback who would deliver the ball. And when you look at and the defense on top of that, so when you look at the Tennessee Titans, they have all these things. You got Braves coming off Coach of the Year, Derrick Henry, rushing leader the year before and would have been this year. A.J. Brown, Pro Bowler, would have been 1,000 yards. Tannehill being able to deliver the ball. I feel like this is the right fit for me as a receiver to succeed and be able to continue my success as a receiver in my game and add to this team that they already have.
How are you progressing, Robert? I've been through a torn ACL. I currently am walking around on a torn ACL. How are you progressing? I know how that rehab is. Do you feel comfortable that, you know, you're going to be in the mix from jump, or do you think it's going to take a little bit more time than that?
I'm trying to get back as fast as I can. This is my first, like, serious injury. I've not finished the year, so this is a different rehab process for me.
Yep.
But I'm in pushing through, getting strong. The trainers like where I'm at when I was with the Rams, even coming here, Todd, is like where I've been progressing, being able to get on the grass and get some running going. Being 4 months out, I feel like I'm in a great position to be ready to come in and pick back up right where I left off. And I mean, my surgeon was best of the best. Got a great repair. Surgery's different, so I would say fix yours. Get it fixed now.
We're talking.
I'm a little bit older, so I may just hold off.
It might take you a little bit longer.
I'm not trying to get out on the field.
He's not working on his routes either.
Exactly. We're talking with Robert Woods. He's entering into his 10th year. The Titans' new free agent acquisition or trade. I would say that. Now, Robert, a lot of people have brought up, you know, going from one team to another and your transition. I've been through the same thing, being at one team for 6 years, 8 years, and then having to go to another team, spent 6 years in Baltimore. My transition was easy, but my family's transition was a little bit more difficult because of all of the moves that had to be made with the little kids and everything else. Explain to the listeners, because I don't think they really truly understand how hard that part is. Not just for a player, but for his family.
Yeah. For me, it happens fast. Me and my wife were I'm rehabbing with the Rams. We're heading out for like a weekend getaway to Napa. We're leaving L.A. Got on the plane that Friday as I'm taking right to, I was on the runway. McVay calls me. I get the call. So we're talking about that. And then I'm like, oh, is this about to happen while I'm in the air? Like, when is this going to go down? Was able to, like, have that weekend to, like, talk through teams. By the time I left after that Sunday, I knew I was coming to Tennessee kind of Saturday night. And then Sunday we talked it out, made the deal. I want to say I got here Tuesday. Met with the coaches, met with the Braves, did my MRI, my scans. Went back home Thursday, came back Sunday, and I've been here since. And, like, for my family, I have a 8-month-old daughter, my wife, who's with me, and who's in school online. And it's really like it changed in a week, you know. Everything changed. We got to be out here looking for houses now, trying to figure out how we're going to get acclimated, where we're going to be. And you have such little time to really get situated and obviously prepare for the season, get to build a relationship with your guys. So all that is like an adjustment. With the Rams, with free agency, it's kind of like you mentally prepare. You know what's coming up for 4 years. You're preparing for free agency. With trades, I mean, all in a week, it changed.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. Things change very quickly, and everybody has to adjust very quickly. And like I said, for the player, it's a little bit easier because you're walking into a room and you already have 50-something friends. But for your family, it's not quite that way. They got to kind of sort of make their way through the new city, which I'm pretty sure they will love. And I hope you do find a house because, as you, I'm pretty sure, houses they come and they go very quickly in this town. So I hope you do find a house.
Well, you
very
have
quickly.
Like three. Give him one. Come on.
Well, I can sell him mine.
You move all the time.
Exactly.
My daughter being 8 months, I know some players, when their kids are in school and they get older, mm-hmm. that's like a whole nother situation for the kids. But like you said, my wife is, she got close with the wives there, building the Bible study and stuff like that and networking. And I just got to get new friends and kind of, like, get readjusted quickly, you know, got to find a new barber, you know, all that stuff, you know, all these things just come up.
Now, how was – I want to go back to the Super Bowl year last year for you. Mm-hmm. How was that transition for you? You know, you're starting off as, you know, one of the guys, and you're playing and you're going to have a great season. And you're having a great season up to that point, and then you get hurt, and now you got to sit on the sideline as you watch your teammate, you know, grind it out for the Super Bowl run, and then ultimately you guys win a Super Bowl. So how was that emotionally for you?
Yeah, really, like, obviously you preparing for the Super Bowl to play in it, and then an injury happened at practice, get hurt. And find out that it's season ending. Obviously, I'm torn. I'm hurt. I'm watching the games, kind of bitter. First few games, I would say I'm bitter. And then I end up, you know, just being happy for my guys. You know, like, man, like, I'm still a part of the team. I'm still a part of the success. And then finding ways to really, when I was in rehab, even Cooper Kupp and Van, I talked to Van every single week after the games. Me and Cooper talk every single week over plays and stuff like that. And really getting that involvement helped me to feel like I was involved. I was able to bring some other guys along in the rehab room who were down and make them feel like they were a part of the success. And really just finding ways to be a part of it when I'm off the field.
We're talking to wide receiver Robert Woods, now with the Tennessee Titans, of course, with the Rams the last five seasons. You mentioned Todd Downing, the Titans offensive coordinator, earlier. You guys worked together in Buffalo. What are your impressions of him? You know, he went through his first year as the Titans OC and the play caller, and like you know, anyone taking over that role, there were good times, there were bad times. But what are your overall impressions of him and this offense?
Really just him being able to give guys opportunities, see what he did with Derrick Henry, being able to feed off of his talents and get it going in the ground game, and feed off of it with the pass with A.J. Brown, Tannehill involved in the play-action game, and really kind of similar passing game to what I had because he has some similarities to what LaFleur left here, and I think that'll be great to just help accent my game with this play calling, with the play action, and feeding off of the routes with that.
You mentioned A.J. Brown. We've seen what he can do early in his career, and I've heard Derek say this, you know, of playing with younger receivers and, you know, as an older guy, being able to even learn some things from them. When you watch him, what do you see, and how excited are you to get on the practice field with him and maybe even pick up some stuff from a younger receiver?
Yeah, man, I like to be around the young guys, learn from your game. They're explosive and they bring new things. And what you see with AJ, he goes after the ball, attacks it with his hands, great downfield receiver. Obviously a great run after catch receiver. I think we'll both do well with that and making guys miss, running through guys. But really just watching him and attack the ball, and I could teach him some things, and just being able to compliment each other, work hard at practice, and bring it to life on Sunday.
Well, it's going to be fun to have you here, Robert. Best of luck with the rehab and everything. We'll see you in training camp, but welcome to Nashville.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me here.
That is Titans wide receiver Robert Woods. Going to be a really, really good addition to this team, and appreciate him taking the time to join us today. Up next, I'm going to ask Derek a little more about him because I haven't gotten to do that yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten to get your thoughts and talk to you about him, but we will do that up next as you listen to Darren Donick and Chase with Derek Mason on ESPN 102.5 The Game.